This goes to Dr. Michael Rodriguez, RODRIGUEZ, fax 989-629-8145, regarding Rita Zapata, Z like zebra, A-P-A-T-A, date of birth October 2nd of 1964. Dear Dr. Rodriguez, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Ms. Zapata with stage 4 chronic kidney disease, proteinuria, and hypertension. Her last visit in this practice was March 3rd of 2020. And then she was lost to follow-up. We didn't have a current contact phone number or address for her. And she contacted the office for follow-up this year. She states that she's been feeling well. She has lost 29 pounds over the last 2 years. She has not gotten sick from COVID-19 and has chosen not to take the vaccinations currently. She does wear a mask anytime she's out. She tries to avoid contact with large groups of people, and she feels fortunate that she has not contracted the actual illness. She denies headaches or dizziness. Her biggest complaint is that she's had bilateral knee pain and swelling, and she has seen an orthopedic specialist in Alma, and she believes she may need knee replacements soon. She also had bowel obstruction and then required surgical hernia repair in Alma, and that was done last year, although the hernia seems to have returned, and she is following up with Dr. Smith. And she's been losing weight. She's lost about 29 pounds over the last 2 years. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. She does have early satiety, though, since she's had the surgery. No chest pain or palpitations. No diarrhea, blood, or melena. No dyspnea, cough, or sputum production. She does have chronic nocturia 3 times a night. She denies cloudiness or blood. No incontinence. She does have edema of her knees and her lower extremities, and this is stable. No ulcerations or lesions are noted. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight the lisinopril, 10 milligram daily. Also, Rocaltrol is 0.5 microgram on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. She's not using any oral, non-steroidal, anti-inflammatory drugs for pain. Physical exam, the only vital sign she could get for us today was her weight at 265 pounds. Labs, most recent lab studies were done February 22nd of 2022. Creatinine was 1.9, and that's actually improved. It was 2.4 in January of 2020 and 2.0 in December of 2017. Her albumin is 3.8, calcium 9.3, sodium is 141, potassium 3.7, carbon dioxide 21, phosphorus is 3.6, intact parathyroid hormone 43.5. Her ANA test was negative. And urinalysis, 1 plus blood and 100 plus protein. Hemoglobin, 14.9. White count is 12.6. Platelets are normal. Urine protein to creatinine ratio is elevated at 2.74. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 4, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels, and it's actually slightly improved from the level we have in 2020. Hypertension, and gross proteinuria. The patient should have lab studies done every 1 to 3 months. She should follow a low-salt diet and avoid the use of oral, non-steroidal, anti-inflammatory drugs for pain. And she'll be rechecked by this practice in the next 4 to 5 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.